Oh, hey there, and welcome back to Shits and Gigs Tower Tales Edition. Hey yo, I have some more lifeguard stories, so figured, why wait, might as well tell them. Okay, so as expected, I would have some more good stories about lifeguarding this summer on the beach. And to start off, I've noticed this weird-ass thing on my finger. It's like this dark mark on the top of my finger. And I did some research, and it's from sun exposure. So I guess I'm pretty tan, and also not sure if the lifeguarding is going so well because I'm literally getting this like dark thing on my finger. But anyways, clearly I've been in the sun a lot because we got some weird stuff going on. But the day I saw this thing on my finger is the day that I have a story about. I was on the tower and I was with my supervisor, and then we also had someone else on like the tower down the beach. So there's two towers at this beach, Volano Beach. And I'm on the tower and me and my supervisor are kind of looking at these kids that were like struggling. And as this is happening, the marine operations guy pulls up, which was great timing because we ended up having to go in the water. So he pulls up, basically he's like the higher in command and he's kind of there to make sure things are going smoothly. And also if we have a rescue, he responds and kind of has like the paramedic background or whatever. But anyways, he shows up, which is a good part to add, because if he didn't come, not that it would have been bad, but like it was just good he was there. So as he shows up, I end up going in the water after these two kids. Luckily, a surfer saw that I was running into the water and he came to help, and thank God he did, because the one kid I grabbed, I'm like, hey buddy, like I'm a lifeguard here to help you save the day, whatever. And I think he was just really embarrassed that the lifeguard had to come help him. He was probably like 6 or 7 years old. And so he grabs onto the buoy because he clearly needed it. And then I'm like starting to drag this kid in and go to his sister to help her and get like relieve the surfer. And the kid throws my buoy and just starts like not going under the water, but like this kid needed some help. And I'm like, hey, no, hold on to the buoy. Like, I'm trying to help you. And he's like, no, I know how to swim, and throws the buoy. And then he starts like sucking in this water. And I'm like, buddy, hold on to the buoy. Like, I will help you. And he's like, I know how to stand. And I'm like, kid, I can't even stand right now. So no, you can't stand. Hold on to my buoy. And he is like just being such a little jerk, honestly. Like, he just kept throwing the buoy, but then he clearly needed help. Like, it was not like he would throw it and just swim away. No, this kid was like struggling, like looked like doing the little doggy paddle. So I kept getting him to hold on to the buoy. So as this is happening, luckily the surfer is now like realizing this kid is flipping out, and he brings his sister in. I'm like dealing with this kid. I literally end up like making a harnessing him onto my buoy. I'm straight up holding his body onto my buoy, just like, get the freak in. And I look to my right, and this other kid, like a different family, is like, I can't swim, like help, help. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I can't really help him because, again, my kid kept letting go of the buoy. So it's not like he was cooperating and I could just swim over. So I like say that I need assistance, but luckily my supervisor had already seen this other kid. So he starts running after them. The other kid's sister thinks she's gonna save the day, so she goes to help the brother who's like next to me saying he needs help. She starts needing help. So luckily my supervisor went in, he grabbed those two kids. So now a surfer has one kid, I have this kid who keeps freaking throwing the buoy. My supervisor has two kids, so we're all in the water like, oh, holy shit, what just happened? And then our third rescue swimmer down the beach on the second tower, she's like, North Beach 2 going in for a rescue. She goes in after this kid on a boogie board. So literally all three like swimmers were in, or I guess rescue swimmers were in the water at once, and five people were like needing help. So the point is, it was good that the marine operations guy was there because he was able to radio to dispatch like what was happening the whole time, because typically our supervisor, that's his job, but obviously he was swimming in the water. So that didn't happen. But the point is, we rescued 5 people at once. We looked like straight heroes. Just kidding. I don't even know if anyone was watching. It was a rainy day. But yeah, that was a pretty cool rescue. And that was my first time having to deal with someone who was like not cooperating at all. Like, this kid just kept throwing the damn buoy and I was getting so mad. But anyways, I learned I have to be not mean, but like, I can't just be this nice little like, hey, I'm here to help you, if they're not wanting the help, but they need it. It's kind of like, too bad, kid, get on my buoy. But anyways, so it's been raining, like I said, so no one was really on the beach. And today we literally sat in the truck, no joke, for 8 hours. Like, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we sat in the truck. Not once did we sit on the tower because the weather was so bad. And I mean, it was fun because I was with like fun people, obviously, but it was just like a lot. So I ended up running about 5 miles on the beach, literally in between the two towers. So it's like this half mile loop basically that I just ran around and around and around. Got some blisters on my feet. It's all good. So now I got this dark spot on my finger and ratchet toes from the blisters, but it's okay. It's okay. It's just battle wounds, I guess. And what else? Oh, so our supervisor today brought banana bread and we were eating it so much. Like, it was just one of those where, you know, everyone during quarantine probably understands this. You're just sitting on the couch, or like if you're bored and there's some nice sweets laying around, you're gonna eat all of it. Like, it's way different when you're bored and there's sweets in front of you versus just like, you know, doing something or whatever. But yeah, so we were eating all this banana bread and we're like, okay, someone needs to take this away from us, because we were straight up eating like the whole loaf. Like, it was a huge loaf and it was halfway gone at 11 a.m. So we're like, no, we're going to want this later, whatever. So we put it away in the cooler, which we didn't really think, but the cooler is filled with ice and ice melts. So about 4 hours later, we went to get this banana bread. And it was like soggy. It was literally soggy banana bread and our asses chowed down. We literally ate like wet banana bread. It was disgusting, but we were like, we're just hungry lifeguards out here. And so we're sitting there like literally eating this banana bread. And then we realized that if we just pick out the chocolate chips, then it was good to eat. So we just ate the chocolate chips out of this soggy banana bread. And we were so sad, but also like hysterically laughing about this. And then we actually started talking about, we were cracking up and I was like, oh guys, yeah, like I love to laugh. I cry laughing every day, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I actually made this podcast because I love talking, love laughing. So I feel like I have good stories, whatever. So they're like, oh my God, let's listen to your podcast. I'm like, are you kidding? So we straight up put my podcast on talking, and it was my first Tower Tales episode. Obviously this is only a second, so it's not like I have all these episodes, but we put that one on. So we're like literally in the lifeguard truck listening to a lifeguard podcast, and my ass is sitting in the truck just like, yep, this is my voice, like whatever. But they were laughing, which was cool. But it's just kind of awkward because I'm sitting there like, oh God, like whatever. So that was fun. And then, yeah, I mean, it was cool. Like, we literally sat in the truck for 8 hours. But if you think about it, we got paid to sit in the truck for 8 hours, eat soggy banana bread, and have good conversation and run a couple miles. So that was cool. Also, I have not run on sand or barefoot ever. And so I ran like 3 or maybe 4 miles yesterday in the soft sand, and then I ran about 5 miles today. And my legs, I have not felt this like sore pain since probably like the last race I ran in, which I couldn't even tell you when that was. So it has been rough. Like, I got out of the truck. The problem was I ran and then I sat down and I'm like, shit, that was a bad idea. 'Cause 2 hours later I stood up and literally could not move. And we had to go whistle at these people. So I like ran down to the to the shore to whistle, and I was like, holy shit, I can't even run right now. So tomorrow my goal is to stretch a lot, I guess, if it's raining again. But yeah, it was really fun. And then I realized I needed to make more episodes for my famous podcast. And so, yeah, I'm making this one because I had some good lifeguard stuff. But now I'm kind of thinking I might start, like, interviewing some people. And I don't mean interviewing, like, hi, tell me about yourself. Like, no, no, no. This is all for shits and gigs. So definitely some type of fun entertainment interviews. We're not doing heavy topics here. No. All light, all bouncy topics. And have a good time. So if you have any ideas, wait, I don't even know how you can, whoever's listening, I don't even know how you could like message me, but I'm just trying to think of more ideas. I am really into the whole Tower Tales thing because almost every day I have a good story that I could tell, or like people watching is always funny. So I see a lot of like funky outfits or tattoos. We call one guy the Space Cadet. He literally is like this old man who's so freaking awesome, and he shreds on his board every day, but he wears a full wetsuit and a helmet and he doesn't stand up. So he literally looks like an astronaut, so we call him the Space Cadet, which I feel bad, but it's out of pure respect because this guy's probably like, I'm going to say a good 75, maybe topping out at 80 years old, and he's like shredding on these waves. So it's so freaking sick. Oh, and he has gloves too. So gloves, wetsuit, helmet, 80 years old. He's a rock star, but yeah. Yeah, I need some more topics, so hit me up. And trying to keep these podcasts short because I know everyone has an attention span of a carrot, including myself, and no one wants to hear me talk because most of you probably hear me talk anyway when you hang out with me. So thanks for listening. Again, more Tower Tales to come and more stories. See ya.